It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the courtside. We're down here at Hanover, Kansas, where it's the Hanover Wildcats here hosting the Axel Eagles here for a TVL matchup brawl. Of course, we've already seen the Axel boys and Hanover boys play each other once this year. And the TVL championship game was that one a doozy. With that one, the Axel Eagle boys able to come out on top 72-61 in that big-time win. So we'll have a rematch of those top two-ranked teams in the Class 1A Division 2 later on in the night. Of course, our first game up and coming here being the girls' matchup between the unranked Axel Eagles against the ranked Hanover Wildcats of Class 1A Division 2, ranked number 2 in the state of Kansas in that classification and division, which, by the way, they actually just dropped in rankings this week. They dropped to number 2 right behind Lebo, most likely due to the losses to Centralia this season, having a loss last Friday against Centralia, 68-61, and then the only other loss this season that this Hanover team has taken to was also to Centralia. However, they lost that time 71-43, so Hanover girls right now sitting on the season 12-2, one game winning streak, getting that bounce back game against Valley Heights, winning 44-29, but Valley Heights, pretty good team on the season, unranked, but a team that arguably can be within those maybe top 10, top 20 rankings in the Class 2A for sure, those pair of Mustangs. But Hanover, again, on this season, they have had a great year. They have played up to a high level of talent. They have not lost to anyone in their classification. They've only lost to Centralia, and Centralia, they are in Class 1A Division 1. And I'm sure it's probably a good thing for the Hanover Wildcats. Is they feel that is kind of a blessing there, is that they already played the Panthers twice this season, and they have lost in both of those games. And as every team that has played Centralia this year, the Lady Panthers, they have not won. Those Panthers right now sit 14-0 on the season. They're having an incredible year, beating ranked 3A teams, 2A teams, 1A teams. It's just kind of all over the charts for them. But tonight, it's the Lady Eagles, it's the Axel Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats. And then, of course, later on, we'll talk about that boys game. But here a little bit of a preview. We got a little bit of time here. We're going to talk about 4 minutes previewing this entire night, this both these matchups, and then we'll take a three-minute break, and then we'll dive directly and straight into the girls matchup. But let's talk a little bit about this girls matchup real quick. Again, head coach Bradley Broshman, this is his third year here in the program. But a big thing about this team that I talk about every time when I talk about these Lady Eagles is the improvement season by season with head coach Bradley Broshman. Again, this is just his third year, but every single season, it has been a step up in improvement. His first year, 7-15 overall. Last year, 10-14. This season right now, already with 7 wins, a lot more games to go. This team has a lot of talent on it, more particularly at the freshman level, and that's the best level you can ask for. If your talent pool is from your freshman level, that means there's a lot of excitement for the future. That means the roller coaster is only going up, and it's not going down. And when it goes and it's getting to that high peak, it's going to be extremely fun these next couple of years here for these Axel Eagle girls. But again, there's a lot of growth here for them to get going. But talking about some of these players, Caitlin Zettweiler on the season, she's been absolutely incredible, averaging 8 points a game, 6 rebounds a game as just a young freshman. Maggie Stroppin's been one of my favorite players here in this league, just seeing her just fall out as just a young freshman here. As it feels like every single game she's really that I've seen from Axel, she's really giving it all up there on the court. She's averaging a double-double as just a freshman, 11 points per game and 11 rebounds a game. And she's just going to be a player who, in the next upcoming years, is going to be taking massively control here of this league. At least what I can say comfortably from what I've seen. But of course, it's, you know, player development and how they go on. But again, just what she's been able to do this year as a freshman, it's kind of safe to say that in the upcoming years, she's going to be a piece to look out for. But also, there's Ava Broshman, who's a 5'10 freshman. She's going to be a big one to look for too for the Eagles. And then a 5'5 freshman starter in Reagan Hazenkamp. So you got a lot of great girls here for the Eagles. It's just about what their improvement's going to look like over the next couple of years. But of course, You also got to see what they can do this year, how they can finish this year out, and how they can play against big-time competition. And no competition gets better than the number two-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2 with these Hanover Wildcats. Under head coach Chris Beichman, last season going 22-4, 9-2 in league, winning the state title last season, winning a state title in 2023, also in 2020, 2018, 2017. This Hanover team has just been absolutely incredible over the last decade that they have played. And they had a 24-game winning streak at one point, but it got ended this season by Centralia. Centralia snapping that 24-game winning streak. And then, of course, it snapped the one-game winning streak that they had when they won against Clifton Clyde. And then Centralia went around, turned around, and beat the Wildcats once more again. But Hanover, again, they're a great team in their classification. And if they were playing in the classification of Class 1A, they would also be a top probably 3-5 team. Again, it's just those Centralia Panthers and Little River that sit above that are just so dominant in their ability of high level of play. But Chris Beichman, he coaches a great team here with a lot of great players, most notably here when we talk about the starting lineups here for these Wildcat girls upcoming here soon. Anna Juneman, the first team All-State returning player who averages, you know, a high of more than 15 points a game. She's just an all-around beast of a player. Every game I've seen her, she's been having at least over 15 points in the game, and then multiple three-point shots that come in clutch opportunities. She's just an all-around player, and we're going to see her come out tonight. Of course, when we talk about later in the night with the boys' game, it will be an all-time game, I promise you folks. We're going to have the number four-ranked team in Class 1 Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats, and the number two-ranked team in the state as well in Class 1 Division 2, the Axel Eagles boys. These two teams, I've seen them all year long. They have battled out hard in the game. I saw them play against each other in the DVL championship game where Axel only won 68-61. That was just a little bit of a preview what's to come, because both these teams, both Axel and Hanover, will be playing in the same, they play in the same region. They play in the Tesca High School region. So again, you'll have to kind of see how seeding works out, if they'll play each other maybe at that sub-state level. But it is really incredible here with these boys and what their scope is here for this season. Hanover Wildcat boys, of course, trying to get that state run. Axel Eagles finishing third in state last year, and of course, they kind of want a little more than that. And we'll see how they do later on in the night to see if they can keep a big winning streak against Hanover. They've won currently 6 straight games against Hanover. We'll see if they can continue to do this tonight. And for the Axel Eagles girls, well, they have a 14-game losing streak against the Hanover Wildcat girls, so we'll see how well they compete tonight. Big-time losing streaks, a lot of ranked opponents, a lot of great play. Basketball action here to continue. I'm 92.1 at KNZA. We're back in 3 minutes, and we'll dive straight into the girls' matchup. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the number two-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, I've told you what you should anticipate for tonight, but let's get the show on the road here with our girls' matchup upcoming here. So it's Unveil the Curtains again with their first act performance. It's the Axel Eagles of Class 1 Division 2 taking on the Hanover Wildcats of Class 1 Division 2, the number 2 ranked team, just falling to those rankings this week on Tuesday with the KBCA rankings coming out, updating them. At Hanover, they dropped from number 1 to number 2 just behind Lebo. So, yeah, big time. Not too big of a drop there for the Wildcats, but again, those are mostly just accounting for the two losses they've had this season, and those losses haven't been to teams in their classification, just to Centralia, which is a classification above Hanover Wildcats. But still, they are undefeated against teams in their class, so we'll see how they compete here. And a team in their class against the Axel Eagles, a team that right now is 7-8 on this season, 1-4 in the CBL. They're on a one-game losing streak. They lost just earlier this week to Abuntee, 31-16, their lowest scoring game this season there, but also their, well, lowest they've kept the opponent to as well. So one of their best defensive games, but unfortunately also kind of one of their worst offensive games as well. But they had a big time win that broke a two-game losing streak. They beat Lourdes Catholic 48-38 before that, then losing Clifton Clyde and Donovan West. The Axel Eagles, they've also played Centralia this season, but they lost 61-34, so kind of both these teams having played Centralia at least a minimum of one time, and both teams having in those one time been beat by 30 points by Centralia, but Hanover in their second time playing Centralia, of course, did not lose as brutally, just by 7 points there in the deficit, which was one of the closest scores Centralia has ever played to a team. So again, we'll see how competitive it is here tonight. Eagle girls definitely having to play to a top-tier level with their young level of players on this team. So let's talk about those players. Again, a lot of freshmen here, but I've seen them this season. They have a lot to prove, and they've proved quite a bit. So here for the starting lineups here for the Eagles, number 2, Natalie Stroppen, the 5'8 junior, an all-league returner who averages 10 points a game, 7 rebounds a game. Caitlin Detweiler, number 24, the 5'6 freshman, just one of the three starting freshmen here on the starting roster, which is one of four freshmen on this team that actually get a lot of minutes. She averages 8 points a game and 6 rebounds a game. Reagan Hazenkamp, the 5'5 freshman, number 4, averages 5 points a game, 5 rebounds a game. Maggie Stroppen, the 5'10 freshman, number 34, averages 1 point per game, 7 rebounds a game. I talked about her kind of in that pregame in my last segment about just how great of an overall player her is, especially just her at her age right now. And as she gets going, there's a lot of potential growth. Well, not just, you know, could also mean height there. She's just 5'10 as a freshman, so she could easily be a player who, maybe by her senior, she is 6 foot. But even at 5'10, she has just been an absolute unit for teams to try to get through on the down low interior. She just dominates the paint in every game I've seen so far. Then also number 21 there for the Eagles, Audrey Costell. So again, for the Eagles, number 2, Natalie Stroppen. Number 24, Caitlin Detweiler. Number 4, Reagan Hazenkamp. Number 34, Maggie Stroppen. And number 21, Audrey Costell, all there, coached by Bradley Broshman, entering his third year there with the Eagles. And now your starters here for the Hanover Wildcats. Again, the number 2 ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2. A team that is 12-2 on the season and 5-1 in the CBL, as now there is only one last team, by the way, undefeated in CBL play, that being the Centralia Wildcats. But it's not Centralia Panthers. But actually, Centralia Panthers aren't the ones who are actually leading the CBL. It's Lynn, who are right now 6-2, as they have the most wins in CBL play. But regardless, here with the Hanover Wildcats, again, their starting lineup, number 3, Gracie Bruna, the 5'6 sophomore. Number 5, Leah Juneman, the 5'7 junior. Anna Juneman, the first-team All-State returning player, 5'7 senior. Number 10, Number 20, Drew Bruna, the 6-foot sophomore, and number 22, Trini Schlebach. This Hanover team, of course, head coached by Chris Fikeman. Again, they are on a one-game winning streak, having rebounded on Tuesday against Valley Heights, winning 44-29. So, again, these are big-time matchups here right now. Excuse me, Hanover, again, on the season, averaging 52.8 points per game, giving up 40.6 points per game. For the Axe Eagles, you kind of flip the switch over here. They're currently averaging 43.1 points per game and allowing 41.2 points per game. So both these teams are outscoring their opponents. However, Hanover has a near 200-point gap against their opponents, where the Axe Eagles are just kind of looking at around a 30-point gap here against the teams they play. So again, real recap for the lineups. The Eagles, Strothman, Detweiler, Hazenkamp, Strothman, and Kostel. And then for the Hanover Wildcats, starting there, Gracie Bruna, Laya Judeman, Anna Judeman, Drew Bruna, and Trinity Schlebach. Upcoming here, we're about to take our 2-minute timeout here for the playing of the national anthem. But again, you're locked in here to 92.1 KMZA. I'm Curtin Proffitt, your play-by-play today. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Upcoming here, we'll have the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2 taking on the number 2 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Brendan Prophet, Kirk Hillman, back in studio. Here we're getting our first matchup here, the doubleheader, Axel Eagles ladies of Class 1A Division 2 taking on the Hanover Lady Wildcats of Class 1A Division 2, number 2 ranked team in the class. This is going to be an all-time TVL brawl between both of these two teams. And looking at the TVL standings right now, these Hanover Wildcats just third in the standings, just right behind Centralia in Lynn. And as for the Axel Eagles, they are right now ninth in the girls' basketball standings for the Twin Valley League. So, again, upcoming here, the Eagles and the Hanover Wildcats taking on each other here on 92.1 at KMZ for the Eagles. One more time, their starting lineup, Natalie Struffin, Caitlin Detweiler, Reagan Hazenkamp, Maggie Struffin, Audrey Kostel, and for the Hanover Wildcats, Gracie Bruna, Laya Judeman, Anna Judeman, Drew Bruna, and Trinity Schlebach. So with all that being said, we got four quarters and 32 minutes combined of basketball action all here on KMZA. Here on the tip-off for the Axel Eagles, it'll be 5'10 freshman Maggie Struffin to the left side of your dial, and to the right, it'll be the 6-foot sophomore Drew Bruna for the Hanover Wildcats. And it'll be the Eagles to take flight in the start with the first possession here of this matchup. First time matching up this season here for the Eagles and Wildcats. Again, the Wildcats, they have won 14 straight games dating back to 2016 against these Eagles. Underneath, rebound by Drew Bruna to start this game after the missed shot underneath by Detweiler. Inside with it now is Bruna. Bruna kicking back up to the top to Lia Juneman. Going to Drew Bruna off to the right side. Sophomore now passing it back to the junior Juneman. Juneman over the top, working interior now. Drew Bruna fade away. It looks like it's a nice block by Natalie Strothman, getting her first block of the game. Strothman has it down the court. Inside, Maggie Strothman up top to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp, Kostel. Kostel working down low, spinning around. Looks like a man-to-man defense here being applied by Hanover. And Strothman could not go in with the easy bucket in front of the basket. Taking up the rebound and working down the court with it was Gracie Bruna, her first board of the game. It's still 0-0, 61 left to go in this opening quarter. Juneman with it, scrambled to stop by Bruna, stopped at the elbow on the right side and passed back out to the wing. Yet to see Anna Juneman get the ball yet, and now it's in her hands. Now she has to get quickly rid of it at the elbow, at the wing, inside, Drew Bruna, Schlebach, who gets the first point of the game up here for Hanover as a little spin move at the low block and turned around fade. And that gets the first 2 points here for Hanover as they are now up 2-0, 6:28 left to go in this first quarter. Inside, Maggie Strothman working against the pressure. Goes back up to Costello at the top of the wing. Now at the top of the perimeter to Detweiler. Detweiler, Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp inside. Maggie Strothman, open shot from the elbow. And that one slices on through. 2-2 game, 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Hanover Wildcats retaking the possession. Screened by Schlebach. Juneman pitching it out to the corner here to Juneman. Lia Juneman. Passing up to the dividing line, just in front of half court, to Drew Bruna. Inside drive by Anna Juneman. Three-point shot here on the way by Leia Juneman, and it is missed, but an offensive rebound picked up by Drew Bruna. And that second chance opportunity up here coming for the Wildcats. Inside drive, about 6 foot in front of the basket, taking a jump shot, and Anna Juneman goes in 4-2, her first 2 points of the game to get Hanover the lead for the go-ahead. 4-2, 5:36 to go. Axel now reads. Takes control of the ball. Kostel at the top. Driving inside. Spinning inside the key. Now trying to pass it out. Going around now to Strothman. And it looks like there's going to be 3 seconds in the lane called against the Eagles. That will be our first turnover of the game called against Axel. 4-2. 5:22 left to go in this first quarter. Wildcats still with that 2-point lead here from the buckets of Trini Schlebach and Anna Juneman. It's Juneman who takes it down the court here at the Wildcat logo. A screen is set for by Schlebach once more. Now back out to Bruna. Bruna driving inside the interior. She's stuck at the inside wing. Now flips it inside of the key. And now to the far side wing to Gracie Bruna. Inside Schlebach, kicked back out. Drew Bruna attempts the three. And now it is being bounced around. And Gracie Bruna will come up with a big-time board out in the corner. Now at the top of the perimeter, Drew Bruna now out to Axelia Juneman. So now two back-to-back offensive opportunities here for the Wildcats to try to get some points. Looks like a green light for the three-point shot here, but Trini Schlebach will not take it. They're looking for that inside bucket instead to a teammate. Now swung around to the far side wing. Still working with it. No shot clock here tonight, so as much time needed here for a good offensive possession. And now Schlebach will take the three-point shot, and she misses. But another offensive rebound, this time by Gracie Bruno once more. That's just her second rebound of the game. Gracie Bruna kicking up to Drew Bruna inside to Anna Juneman on the corner, short corner. She drives in, kicks out, and then a missed shot by Schlebach. So three offensive rebounds result in no points. And Shompton gets her first defensive rebound of the game and the Eagles first as well. Eagles trying to look to tie the game here. Detweiler underneath, couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Maggie Strothman, and she's got the putback as well. It's tied at 4-4, 3:53 to go in this first quarter. Wildcats looking to try and take advantage here of this first offensive set in this possession. Gracie Bruna, the sophomore, driving inside. Player on the ground here for the Eagles. Hazenkamp, but she quickly gets right back up. Inside drive, Anna Juneman now kicked down to the far side wing, up to the top of the perimeter, now to the near wing. Anna Juneman, pump faking, drive on the baseline, spinning around, kicking out to the top of the wing, three-point shot on the way, and mixed up off the back of the rim, and a rebound by Maggie Strothman. That is her first defensive rebound of the game. Natalie Strothman here takes it down the court to Detweiler. Now Detweiler has it. At her left side hit, bounce passing it, Strothman, and they're going to get her on a travel. Ava Brochman being called on the travel. And she steps in the game here for the Eagles. Eagles who are wearing the red tops and red bottoms with it looks like the either dark blue or black lettering and numbers. And as were for the Wildcats, and the white tops and white bombs with the blue stripes and red numbers. Inside drive by Drew Bruna, nearly losing the ball, feigns it from the short corner, misses, and stripped away by Natalie Stroppin for the board. We are still tied at 4-all with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Caitlin Detweiler takes it down the court. The freshman flips on the baseline. Now Maggie Stroppin. We'll see if they get her in for the two, and they do. Big time pass there on the baseline. It looks like from Caitlin Detweiler. And Maggie Stroppin gets the bucket and one. And now it's the Eagles who take over for the first time in this game. Shot up by Stroppin, and it is good. Maggie Stroppin, the young freshman. I talked about her here in the pregame, and she's already got 5 points and 2 boards here for the Eagles. She is already being the most prominent player here in this Hanover building. We'll see if that tries to continue for the next 4 quarters. We still got 2:30 left to go this first. And Juneman screened up at the top. Hanover's balls are down by 3, 7-4. Far side wing working with it now. In the game for the first time, Allie Scheel, the dominant three-point shooter here for Hanover. Every time I've seen her, she's hit 2 threes in a game at minimum. Screened off. Scheel driving inside, fade away from the short corner. And they're going to get a reset here on the baseline. Looks like a possible foul called against the Eagles. And it will be. It'll be against Maggie Stroffen, her first foul of the game. That was kind of the big issue here. Last time I saw the Eagles was the foul trouble, having Natalie Stroffen foul out in the fourth quarter, at least for the entire fourth quarter. That was against Jonathan West just last Tuesday. Natalie Stroffen inside. Great assist for Natalie Stroffen. Her first of the game, she gets it. As not only she gets it to the other Stroffen, Maggie Stroffen. That's now 7 points on the game for Maggie Stroffen, the freshman. Inside drive and 2 points here on the layup from Nora Hyman of Hanover. First time coming into the game for her. Still a 3-point lead for Axel. 9-6, 1:25 to go in this first quarter. Natalie Stroffen working against the defenders inside. She works against Hyman, heels her off, and Maggie Stroffen is continuing to add on to the accolades in this first quarter as she has had an outstanding 9 points and 2 rebounds as just a freshman against the number 2 ranked team here again, Class 1A Division 2. Scheel with it at the top of the perimeter for the Hanover Wildcats. They trail by 5, 11-6, with just 60 left to go in this first quarter. Anna Juneman fouled at left side wing here. They're going to get the foul. Looks against Caitlin Detweiler. That will be her first foul of the game. Second team foul of the quarter against the Eagles. Ball gate reset here. It'll be Allie Scheel to throw it in on the near side sideline, near the padding. And now she'll throw it into Juneman. Juneman on the elbow, kicking back to Scheel. Scheel nearly losing the ball, but steals it away from the defender and keeps a hold of it. Nora Hyman, she takes a 3-point shot. She landed it, but unfortunately for her, she kind of did a little bit of a tip-tap as soon as she got the ball, and that will cause a travel. That will be the first turnover here for Hanover. Called on the travel. Inside drive, Caitlin Detweiler loses the ball. That's going to be a turnover right back to the hands of the Wildcats. In the pause of the Cats, here now at the near side corner, it's back to Scheel. Scheel up to Juneman. Juneman holding it near her waist, now driving left side, bouncing it behind her back, back to Scheel. Scheel to Hyman. Hyman, who attempted a 3-point shot or tried to before turning it back over. And they're going to get another foul here against the Eagles, which is 24.2 seconds left to go in this first quarter. 3 fouls here in this quarter against the Eagles. First foul of the game against Reagan Hazenkamp. So here a foul apiece for Detweiler, Hazenkamp, and Strassman in this first quarter for the Eagles as they're up by 5, 11-6, with 22 left to go in the first. Juneman whizzing it, crossing it between her legs, and passing to the left side to Kenny Coerst. Her first time in the game here, just a 5'3" sophomore. And now they're going to get another foul against the Eagles. The first here for Natalie Stroffen. Again, she was in foul trouble last Tuesday against Donovan West, not being able to finish out that game and fouling out in that fourth quarter. Well, that'll be your first pickup of the game. And up to the line to shoot two will be Nora Hyman. And Hyman, she hits her first one. Hyman looking to get the second one. Right now, score is 7-11. And the Wildcats looking for the pit stop and Phillip and try to get this one back in their game. And right now, they step on the gas and they're drawing it closer. Narhayan goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. The draw with a 3-point game, 11-8 with 8 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Eagles still with a 3-point lead here. Hazenkamp up to Brockman. Brockman inside, elbow blocked away. Looks like that one is going to stay here with the Eagles with 0.5 seconds left on the clock. Now, the Eagles didn't think they had it. They were already walking down the court, but now they're going to have to fly on back, and they'll have a quick second to maybe try to get this ball back in for a shot. They're going to get Maggie Strothen back into play here, which is less than a half a second left to go. They're going to take out of this game Audrey Kostel. So up top, Rochman. She'll have time to take the shot, and she just undercuts it. But that will still end the first with the Eagles ahead. After the Eagles have taken the lead, they have held it here. With just one lead change on the game. The Eagles, they lead by 3, 11-8. Against the Wildcats. We're back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMCA.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about your heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Axel leading out of the first quarter, 11-8, up by 3 here. It's the Wildcats who have this possession to start this second quarter, which is 7:48 left here on the clock of the half. Wildcats swinging in on the baseline after a kick out of bounds by the Eagles. It gets thrown in by Cohurst. Inside pass, working with it is Hyman. Hyman to Zarabinicki, and Zarabinicki goes in for two. Hanover now only down by 1, 11-10. They have the first bucket here to start the second quarter. 7:33 left to go of the half. Eagles still up by 1. Detweiler to her left of Rochman. Rochman to Natalie Strothman. Strothman looking baseline, spinning around defenders. Caitlin Detweiler, what a move! And an assist credited Natalie Strothman. Detweiler just stirring the paint can down low to get those 2 points. And now Anna Julie will try to respond, and she does. She does a spin at the top of the free throw line and a quick release to go in for two for the Wildcats. That is her fourth point of the game. That's her first bucket of this quarter. Still, it's 1 point lead here for the Eagles, but a third turnover of the game as it's a steal for Kennedy Cohurst, the first steal of the game as well. Cohurst, Shield. Shield working with it on the near side short corner to Zarabinicki at the top. Zarabinicki sets a screen for Anna Juman. She drives in, same spot, the free throw line, same spot, same story. Anna Juman takes the lead with the bucket. It's now 14-13. Wildcats up by 1. Now the Eagles trudging on down the court. Inside look, it looks like they might just get in a legal screen against the Eagles, and that will be the case. It will be the second foul of the game against Maggie Strothen. Definitely a player you don't want to get fouled out of this game if you're the Eagles. So if she possibly picks up a third here in this quarter, you might just see her step to the bench for the rest of the remainder of this half. We'll see. Hyman, Cohurst three. That looks like a beauty. Oh, it just fell short. Caitlin Detweiler picking up the board there. Eagles a chance here on this possession to take the lead. Detweiler stops in her tracks before getting past half court. Has to pass it to Strothen. She gets the pass half court. And then she backdoors it behind her. Now to Brockman. Brockman wing elbow shot. No, that was a pass! And Maggie Strothen just couldn't finish. And the rebound was underneath by Nora Hyman. Her first board of the game. Far side wing. Back in this game, Gracie Bruna. Bruna through skipping it to the far side wing. Now back to Bruna on the right wing. Bruna is Zarabinicki to Juneman. Juneman driving inside, short corner, working one-on-one against the defender, and Strothen And that defensive move there by Maggie's dropping inside, seals out the defender and gets her third rebound of the game. Eagles with another opportunity here to try to take the lead. Up that top with it is Avery Bussing. Bussing working with the ball. It's their first time here in the game. Ball is going to get knocked out of bounds by Juneman. It is senior against senior right now on the 1-on-1 matchup. The 5'7 senior Nano Juneman and the 5'8 just a junior now. He's dropping. Not a senior. Nice dropping, throws it in bounds here to Kaylin Detweiler. Detweiler dribbling left-handed here, trying to tempo here the offense. It's a 3-2 zone by the Wildcats, trying to control that interior side of the paint now. Natalie Stroppen throws it out of the corner to Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp up top, ball stolen. Green light, no red light in front of Juneman, and she finishes. That extends the lead for Hanover, up by 3 now, 16-13, with 4:47 to go in this second quarter. Far corner throw, Kostel looking for an open offender. He finds Strothman, now to Kaitlin Detweiler. She tries a three-point shot, she misses, and it will be rebounded by Zara Benicki. That is her first rebound of the game. She's also got her first bucket in this quarter as well. Wildcats with possession. Andrew Brunet takes the open shot, crashing the boards as Anna Juneman, and she gets the and one. So she gets her first rebound of the game, and she gets her first chance up to the free throw line. And you knew after that first quarter that a player like Anna Juneman was not going to settle, which is 2 points and nothing else on the stat sheet, and already alone in the second quarter, she has 8 points and a rebound and a chance to even add a free throw shot. Hanover now up by 5 with their largest lead of the game. Juneman will miss the and one. So she'll sit here with 10 points now in the game and a board. Hanover up by 5, 18-13. Maggie's dropping inside. She is fouled and she'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line for the Eagles. Stroppen's up to the free throw line once already tonight where she went 1 of 1. It was for the and one on her second bucket of the game. At the free throw line, Maggie Stroppen, first shot up, and the first shot falls on out. Maggie Stroppen, who's been the dominant player so far here for Axel, with 9 points already on the game and 3 rebounds, but she has not been able to contribute anything point-wise in the second quarter. Maggie Stroppen looking to shoot her third free throw shot of the game, and she's got her 10th point of the game as well. She goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Eagles now as a team shoot 2 of 3, all for Maggie Stroppen. Inside Drew Bruna on the interior, going over the defender and taken away by Maggie Stroppen. Her 4th rebound of the game. She's got 2 in back-to-back quarters. Eagles only down by 4, 18-14, still running a 3-2 zone as the Wildcats, trying to protect that interior of the paint, and that's all because they do not want that Maggie Stroppen freshman to get the ball on the interior. They are double-teaming her as much as they can. And here they're going to get a travel call against Ava Brockschman. So we'll see here how the Eagles, as this quarter in this game goes on, how they might try to adjust to that 3-2 zone that Hanover is running, which is currently right now stealing out the Eagles' 2 best scoring players. Both dropping to Maggie and Natalie. Inside look here, and for the Wildcats, Playbook, she misses the easy left-hand layup, and it will be rebounded up by Kaylin Zetweiler. The Eagles only down by 4, 18-14, 3:11 left to go here in the second quarter. Avery Brockschman up to the top, Detweiler, left step and then dribble, and looks like the ball was touched as it went out of bounds by Anna Juma, the Wildcat, so we'll stay here with the Eagles on the sideline, near the crowd side, not the bench side. And she'll throw in left to Bussing. Bussing Detweiler. Detweiler fits off at the perimeter. Now driving right. Now looking down at the deep corner. Dish inside. And now he's dropping. That one buttered right off her fingers. And now down the court here on the steal is Gracie Bruna. Bruna here down the court. Inside look to Schlebach. Now has to get kicked back out to the top of the wing. Now to Gracie Bruna. Now to Drew Bruna. To Juneman. Juneman screened off. Inside. She's hit 2 for the free throw line already. Can she hit another bucket shot? She could not, but it gets rebounded by Gracie Bruna for another second chance opportunity here for the Hanover Wildcats. Inside look, down the far side wing, now driving inside the interior, trying to go for the jumper shot. Schlebach, she misses. It looks like it is corralled underneath the basket. And we might just get either a jump ball or a foul here called against Sanford. It looks like it's going to be a foul. First foul of the game against Lion Juneman. So the possession will change. Turnover against the Wildcats. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Eagles still down by four. Chance to bring this game closer here on this possession. Detweiler with it on the wing. Now to Avery Bussing, and now a timeout taken by Bradley Broxton. Maybe they try to figure out how to break the 3-2 zone. Hanover has just been so dominant running in this second quarter, which has held the Eagles just 3 points in it. Well, right now it's the Wildcats with the lead. 18-14, 2:06 to go in the first half. We're back here in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMCA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to 92.1 at KMZ. I'm Krenan Proffitt and Kirk Kilman back in the studio helping us run this game afloat here. 2:06 to go in this first half, 18-14. It's the Hanover Wildcats with the lead here. They took the lead earlier in the second quarter as they were down 11-8 entering into the second. They've done a great job limiting here the Eagles to just 3 points this quarter as the Wildcats have managed to score a plethora. And now a steal down the court and a finish by Anna Juneman. The steal was, I believe, by Drew Bruna. And she also gets credit there with the assist as she throws it down the court. 20-14 now, a 6-point lead here for the Wildcats. Inside, Natalie Stroppen working against the interior defender. And it gets ripped away by Trinity Schlebach. Down the court now, and a quick response by Gracie Bruna. And now Hanover is getting quick points out of transition. And they are now taking a larger lead, now their largest of the night, by 8, 22-14 with 1:17 to go in this second quarter. Stroppen. Stroppen at the top of the perimeter now looks left. Detweiler, three-point shot on the way by Ava Broshman, and she misses by a mile over the mountain. Gracie Bruna picks up the rebound. Now Juneman, Anna Juneman, back up to Gracie Bruna. Inside Schlebach at the elbow, now right side pass, filling up the defender. She wants that inside bucket. She gets it, but she cannot go up against Maggie Stroffman, so she has to kick it back out with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Hanover still controlling this possession. Inside, Drew Bruna. Bruna, one-on-one against Sally Stroffman, and it's Stroffman who wins it as she forces the harsh bucket. And Avery Bussing gets the rebound. Nellie Stroffman will take it down the court here, the 5'8 junior. Faking left with it, now faking right, now looks back left and gets it to Bussing. Bussing Stroffman, Stroffman to the corner. Now inside look, that's Stroffman. Stroffman finally getting a good look for her on the interior, and she goes in for two. That's her first field goal here of this second quarter. She's been limited again, so that's just so hard to attack. 3-2 zone that Hanover has been running. Juneman up top to the wing. At the top of the perimeter by Schlebach. Schlebach, Anna Juneman, screen set, spinning Juneman. 1 second left to go. Drew Bruna block. By Natalie Stroffman here to end the first half. She ends this half with two blocks, two assists, and 2 points, and two rebounds off of Natalie Stroffman. Offer number two player. Natalie Stroffman, number two. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on the island, cc.edu. The score, 22-16. It's the Hanover Wildcats, who lead by six, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. I'm Grant Prophet, Kurt Kilman back in studio. This is our halftime show here. We got the Axel Eagles, who are trailing just by 6, 22-16. Against the number 2 team ranked in Class 1A Division 2, it's the Hanover Wildcats. And tell you what, that was a great first quarter for Axel. They led going out of it 11-8, but in the second quarter they were outscored 14-5, and that was primarily because of two things: turnovers, quick transition points, and the 3-2 zone that Hanover was running. It was just absolutely dominant, and it held Axel out of the inside of the paint, just only able to have 5 points, all from paint production. Well, 4 from paint production and 1 from a free throw shot from Maggie Stroppen. Maggie Stroppen, she had 9 points in the first quarter. Then once Hanover came out in that second quarter with that 3-2 zone, it absolutely just limited the ability to go inside to Maggie Stroppen. And when they did get it to her, well, she was just either being double-teamed or she was quickly corralled by 3 players and she couldn't get up with it. In which one time she was able to and get the free throw shots, the 2 free throw shots up at the free throw line, and then the other time she was only on the one-on-one, which she was able to win and get that bucket, as she has just 12 points here to end the first half with 4 boards for Hanover. Their leading score from Anna Junin with 1 board and 12 points. So both leading scores for each side here, 12 points apiece. Axel Eagles right now have 3 scorers on their team: Maggie Strothman with 12, Set Weidler with 2, and Natalie Strothman with 2. For the Hanover Wildcats, 12 from Anna Junin, 2 from Gracie Bruna, 2 from Kennedy Cohurst, and a 3 from Nora Hyman. So right now, we're just seeing this game being absolutely taken care of and dominated by 2 players. 1 for Hanover and 1 for Axel. Difference there is that in the second quarter, Hanover found a way to limit the top score there for the Eagles in the second quarter. The Eagles, they didn't find a way to limit Juniman in that second quarter. Juniman only had 2 points in the first quarter, but in the second one, that's where she really erupted, as she had 10 points in that second quarter alone, and she really got going. And mostly, she was able to, not really just the interior drive specifically, but she was just finding an open spot on the court that she can turn around and shoot from. Most of the time, she was dribbling to the elbow at around the key, the free throw line, and she would just spin around, turn away, fade, or jump her, and she would be getting those shots up and in. And really, that's what you can, that's all you can ask for from one of the best players here in this classification, and Anna Juniman. And Axel is going to have to kind of do the same thing. They're just going to have to take shots. They can't wait to get something going inside the interior. They're going to have to find open space around the lane, around the paint, and just have to take them, whether it's a foot inside of the wing or if it's 3 foot off of the elbow inside. No matter what the shot is, if you're open and take it. And right now, the Eagles are just kind of having a hard time shooting from a distance from the basket. So we'll see how they adjust in the third quarter to that zone, assuming Hanover probably will still be applying that pressure again to try to keep the separative score and this lead as they lead 22-16. Some other stats I got for you right now. Hanover Wildcats out-rebounding the Eagles 11-9. That was a big thing. The Hanover Wildcats struggled, especially in the first quarter, with second-chance opportunities. There was two times where Hanover had two or more offensive rebounds in offensive possession and still couldn't come away with points. That's something you don't want to see if you're for the Hanover Wildcats. If you're for the Eagles, well, you're hip-hip and hooray, and that you gave up multiple rebounds and were able to still come away with not giving up any points. But the Eagles' defense has still been really good up to this point, only allowing 22 points so far here on this game. Turnovers right now, Eagles with 5, Hanover with 2. Eagles have forced 0 steals, where Hanover has forced 3. Eagles do have 3 assists for the Hanover Wildcats, only have 2. No teams have hit the 3-point shot. I think that's been kind of a major thing here in this game either. It's all been inside. No one has looked on the outside. And the times we have seen it go to the outside, well, the shot hasn't been anywhere close to the basket. So we'll see how that 3-point shot comes into effect here in the second half to see if maybe that can swing some momentum. And if you're the Eagles, you might want to consider taking some of those deeper shots just so that way you can get away from those inside defenders that are right now focusing on tearing up the paint. Another stat is both teams right now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. So again, this is your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt on the island, cc.edu. Right now, it's the Wildcats. Number 2 ranked team in Class 1 Division 2 up by 6, 22-16. We're back in 2 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And here we go into the second half here for the Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats in our first game of the night. It's the girls matchup between the actual Eagles and the Hanover Wildcats. Not only a TVO brawl game, but a game that also kind of decides sub-state seedings as both these teams located in the Tescott region. Hanover right now with the big time edge in that region as they lead it at 12-2 on the record. Actual Eagles, they are fifth in the sub-state region at 7-8, just above Kensington, Thunder Ridge, Victoria, Tescott, Almena, Logan, Palco, Trojans, Nathama, and Lost Springs Centris. So again, upcoming here in the second half, we got two more quarters and 16 minutes of basketball action all here on 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet and Kirk Tillman back in studio. We're out here to start this second half. It'll be the Axel Eagles who will start with the possession. They are down by 6, 22-16 to the Hanover Wildcats. They had the lead just once when they were up 11-8 coming out of that first quarter, but were not able to sustain. Again, it was that big-time 3-2 zone. Surprisingly, Hanover actually switching out of the zone. They're back into the man-to-man. And Hanover, well, Axel will say, okay, switch back to man-to-man. We'll actually get some points here going. And they get the first bucket here of this half from Natalie Strothman. Inside drive there. And now just a 4-point deficit now for the Eagles, 22-18. The Eagles also in a man-to-man defense. Maya Juneman kicking it out up to the top to Schlebach. Schlebach sets a screen to Gracie Bruna, up to Drew Bruna. She has a screen for her for the pick-and-roll action. And now Drew Bruna will drive inside, and it will be clogged up underneath. Looks like on the takeaway is Kaylin Detweiler for the final rebound. There defensively, that is her third rebound of the game. Now a chance to draw this within possibly a 2-1 point game here for the Eagles. Inside, Hazenkamp up to the three-point line. Kaylin Detweiler takes a three-point shot. She's one of the best here on the team from the three, but she misses. Gracie Bruna picks up her fifth rebound of the game as the Wildcats now take over on the possession, up by 4, 22-18, with 62 to go in the third quarter. Schlebach with it at the top of the perimeter, looking left side. Now at the top of the elbow, inside, back on that give-and-go. Schlebach tries to go in with it, but she couldn't go inside. Detweiler gets another rebound here in this third quarter. She's at back-to-back defensive ones now. She throws it to Kostel. Kostel skipping it to Hazenkamp with an open long two-point shot. Couldn't get it to go in. Quick offensive bucket for Hazenkamp. She couldn't go in with it. And then Detweiler gets the offensive bucket, and she also couldn't go in with it. And the final rebound was, I believe, picked up by Drew Bruna. And Juneman now takes it down the court, the top of the perimeter. Fumbles it a little bit and then pass it off to her left side. Maya Juneman back to Anna Juneman now in the corner. 3-point shot. Can't she hit her first 3-point of the game? And it is missed. Rebounded by Maggie Strothman, who's got 5 rebounds in this game and 12 points all for the Eagles. The Eagles only down by 4, 22-18, 5:53 left to go. Still a man-to-man defense here for the Wildcats. Might see them switch back into that zone depending on how this rest of the start of this third quarter goes. We're going to get a timeout here taken by Bradley Brockschemann. It's going to look to be a 30-second timeout here, so we'll be back in 30 seconds here on 2.1 KMZA. Hanover still leads by 4, 22-18, with 5:45 to go in the third quarter.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, here on this Friday for basketball action, it's the Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats. And for any Eagles fans out there cheering on this Eagles team, I'm sure on Sunday you might be changing your thought on rooting for Eagles. But here you're rooting for these Eagles. If you're for them, it's the actual Eagles. Guys are only down by 4. On the baseline, well, actually, it looks like they're going to change the call. Nope, they're going to keep it on the baseline. They're just changing the players on the throw-in. Now Kaylin Detweiler for the Eagles will throw it in here. Over the top to Maggie Strothman. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Anna Judeman. So they'll stay here with the Eagles. The Eagles still down by 4, 22-18. Timeout was just taken by Bradley Brockschemann. He's taken 2 timeouts so far in this game, 1 in the second, 1 in the third. Hanover has yet to call a timeout for an adjustment. And so far, they have been leading since the start of the second quarter. Here now, a takeaway steal for Elia Judeman. She takes down the court, 6th turn of the game by the Eagles. Inside shot, or there's going to be a get a pull away here for Cohurst. She decides not to take the shot, and then it's taken away on the down low by Maggie Strothman. The 3rd turn of the game by the Wildcats. Crossing half court, Natalie Strothman. Strothman at the top of the perimeter, now driving to her left, now skips down to the far side corner. Cohurst inside. They give it to Maggie Strothman, and she draws the foul and will shoot 2 out at the free throw line. Maggie Strothman, who has already taken 2 trips up there tonight, she now takes her 3rd. So far, she represents all the free throw shots for the Eagles. She is 2-3. See if she can draw us to a 2-point game with her 2 shots at the line. First shot for the freshman goes up, and it goes right on through the net. It's now a three-point game. Actually, only down by three, 22-19 with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Substitutes come in. Ava Brockstrom will step into this game. Kevin Detweiler will step out. And it looks like as well as Avery Busing will step in this game for Audrey Costell. Maggie Strothen goes 2-for-2 from the line. It's their first point of this third quarter. Now the Eagles are only down by 2, 22-20. With it is the Wildcats. We're just at that 2-point lead with 4:55 left to go this third quarter. And Anna Juneman is going to, no, they're going to say a 3-second in the lane violation here. This one called against the Hannibal Wildcats. That is their fourth turnover of the game, and now they've had back-to-back offensive turnovers, giving the ball back to the Eagles. And now the Eagles have the chance to either take the lead or tie it. They have still yet to see a three-pointer here in this game. Chopping down the court. Oh, if she looked quick enough, she could have found Ava Brockstrom down low, but she couldn't snap her eyes to her in time. Ava Brockstrom, she'll take a three-point shot or try to before it's blocked, and then actually it's going to get taken away by Zara Benicki as she jumped out of bounds to Leach for it. Zara Benicki to Judeman. Judeman on the baseline, working with it. Kicks it up to the top. Three-point shot on the way by Gracie Bruna. She misses. And the rebound by Natalie Stroppin. Natalie Stroppin down the court. Can't she get the assist? Avery Busing to tie the game. Her first points of the game as well. Natalie Stroppin, three assists. They are deadlocked at 22 all, and the All-State returner turns the ball over for the Wildcats with the travel. Deadlocked at 22 all with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Eagles a chance to take the lead here in the third quarter. Again, this Eagles team, they were down by at most 8 points in the second quarter, but now they have made the rebound and bounce back as they only trailed by 6 heading into this third. Ava Brockstrom with the Eagles, with the ball on the Detweiler. Hazenkamp inside, and they feed it to the down low. Maggie Strothman, Hazenkamp, her first assist, and now the third lead change of the game. The Eagles take it 24-22. Anna Juman on the wing. Now to the deep corner to Gracie Bruna. Inside look, throwing up for the layup, and that's going to be taken away by Reagan Hazenkamp. Here are the Hannibal Wildcats. You might just consider dropping back into the 3-2 zone and get out of the man-to-man. And it looks like that will be the case. Back to the 3-2 zone for the Wildcats. Three-point shot trained by Caitlin Detweiler. And now the Eagles lead by 5, 27-22, with 3:05 to go in the third. Juneman spinning inside the paint, stirring it around, kicking up to the top. Derbenicki, they're going to say the green light for her three-point shot. She misses. The ball's on the ground. Looks like it's going to be a foul called against the Eagles. That is their first foul this third quarter. The Eagles, who last time I was calling them was on last Tuesday against Dolphin West, and I'd say that's what really was the stubbed toe there for the Eagles was their foul trouble. But here, not so much. They've actually been pretty balanced. It's 2:53 left to go in this third quarter. Hanover calls a timeout. I believe it's a full one here. We'll take it as well. 27-22, the Eagles lead by 5.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is a 30-second timeout taken by Chris Beichman there, as right now his team, the Hannibal Wildcats, are trailing by 5, trying to get closer here as they have the possession. Three-point shot by Anna Judeman is missed, and Ava Brockstrom comes up with the rebound. That is her first rebound of the game. Down half court now. Natalie's dropping. The ball nearly getting turned away. We'll see if they can give that as the turnover, and they do. What a big-time play there by Anna Judeman, throwing her body on the line. She was fouled in the process. Fouled by Natalie Stroppin, who's got 3 fouls here on this game. Again, she fouled out last Tuesday against Donovan West. It'd be a big deal here if she were to foul out again against a team like the Hanover Wildcats. So, if you're Hanover, you're looking to see if you can try to get Stroppen the foul out. And they just got her on her fourth foul. So she's going to have to go to the bench, and this was the exact same situation last week against the number 14 ranked team in Class 2A, where the Eagles, well, they were in it until they had to take out one of their best players for the entire fourth quarter. So we'll see how the Eagles can beat here without Natalie Stroppen. They still have Maggie Stroppen, who's at 14 points on this game. Natalie, who will take to the bench here. Turnover against Hanover. They give the ball back to the Eagles. The Eagles are up by 5, 27-22. And they're going to get a travel here against Caitlin Detweiler. She just hit that last big-time three-point shot for the Eagles, but there she kind of has a little bit of a mess up. And she'll give an easy turnover back to the Wildcats. With 2:18 to go in the third. 27-22. We'll see if the Eagles can hold out here in this third quarter. Three-point shot by Zerbenicki on the way off the rim. Taken away underneath for the putback. Put up by number 20, Drew Bruna of the Wildcats. Now just a three-point lead, and they're going to get a foul against Anna Juneman. Three-point lead for the Eagles, 27-24, 151 left to go this third quarter. The Eagles here playing without Natalie Stroppen for this remaining 2 minutes of the third. And then she'll step back into the fourth, and she'll have to be very, very, very careful not to foul out again. Caitlin Detweiler holding it, looking left, now to right side. Hazenkamp looking to the interior, now back up to the top of the wing. Caitlin Detweiler back to Ava Broshman. Broshman back to Detweiler, inside, Stroppen, looking for the three-point shot. Hazenkamp, the freshman, a mild miss from the rim. Rebound by Gracie Bruna, that is her seventh rebound of the game. Another foul there called against the Eagles, and the Eagles are getting caught on a lot of fouls off the quick transition from the Wildcats. Right now, the Wildcats are doing the best when getting down the court quickly. Not only four fouls from Natalie Stroppen, but four fouls here for Reagan Hazenkamp. The Eagles, they don't have many team fouls in this game, but everyone, or all the ones that have been collected, have been four from Stroppen and four from Hazenkamp. Three-point shot missed and rebounded by Bruna. Inside drive by Juneman, and she misses, and the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will change possession here. It will actually stay possession. Stay with the Wildcats. 1:20 to go in the third. Timeout taken by head coach Bradley Brockschman. This one will be a full timeout, 60 seconds. We'll be back in 60 or 92.1. KMZA, 1:20 to go in this third quarter, 27-24. The Eagles still have the lead, but they have two of their top players here out on the bench in foul trouble.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:20 to go in the third quarter. Eagles up 27-24. It's the Wildcats ball. They throw it in on the baseline, and they're going to get here possibly another foul against the Eagles. And they will be. That should put a Wildcat to the free throw line, and they will. Hyman will step up there. It's the first foul of the game against Ava Brockschmidt. But she's got a foul to give. A couple more, if you will. 1:18 to go in the third. A chance to draw us to a one-point game. Hyman is challenged up to the free throw line, and sure, first one heads right on through. So again, in this third quarter, the Eagles, they were trailing by 6 entering it, 22-16. They took a 27-22 point lead, scoring the first 11 points here of the quarter. They have been limited since. At the free throw line, going 1 of 2 was Nora Hyman. So it's still a 2-point game, 27-25. This is Strassman who made the defensive rebound. The Eagles are going to try to hold on this ball as long as possible to end the third quarter. Would be the big decision to be made here. Underneath, Maggie Strassman gets the offensive rebound and then is fouled right afterwards. She'll go up and shoot two from the free throw line. So Maggie Strassman, who was limited in the second quarter, had a big first quarter with 9 points. She comes out here in the third with 4 points, 2 points at the free throw line so far, and 3 rebounds. Maggie Strassman, she has 2 fouls on the game right now. The first free throw shot goes up and it goes out. A chance to make it a 3-point game at 28-25 on the second chance free throw shot. So far in the game, it has only been Maggie Strassman who has shot free throw shots. And in the second half, she is 3 of 4. As it's now a 3-point game, 28-25. The Eagles up by 3. And now to see if it can get deadlock tied. And it does. 3-pointer from Drew Bruna. Drew back the arrow, shot, and hit the target dead on. And now we're deadlocked at 28-all with 27.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Double bonus on the next foul for both sides. Caitlin Detweiler with it at the top of the perimeter. Now the Ava Brockstrom to the corner to Detweiler. Man-to-man pressure here applied by the Wildcats. Avery Bussing with it with 10 seconds left to go in the third. Bussing looking behind her. She doesn't have much time. She has to get rid of it. It looks like they're going to get her on the turnover. Holding it for too long and couldn't get rid of it. Ninth turnover of the game for the Eagles, fourth of the quarter. 3 seconds left to go to the third. Can the Wildcats take the lead? And they don't even get the shot off before the buzzer hits. Well, we're going full throttle, so gear up and buckle up for the fourth quarter. It's 28-28 here on 92.1 KMZA, the number 2-ranked team in Class 1 in Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats, against the unranked 7-8 team, the Axel Eagles.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's a tied ball game here with 8 minutes left to go as we start the fourth quarter, 28-28. Hanover Wildcats looking to try to take the lead here as they start with the ball in the fourth quarter, and they're going to get a charge called against Anna Juneman to start it. That will be a turnover swiftly here for the Wildcats. No, actually, that will be an illegal pick against Drew Bruna as her second foul of the game. And that is the seventh turnover by the Hanover Wildcats. So, both foul-troubled players here for the Eagles with 4, Strassman, and 4 for Hazenkamp step back into the game. And again, a big key here for the Eagles is to keep those two, well, out on the floor. Up at the top, Detweiler. Near to Hazenkamp. Strassman, she has the green light for the 3. She misses, and that will foul out Reagan Hazenkamp as she attacks over the top. And pushes, just kind of an unforced error right there. No need to go for that bull rush, and she did. And that will foul out one of the top players here for the Axel Eagles. Now we'll have to put in Ava Brushman, the 5'10 freshman for the Eagles, in replacement of Reagan Hazenkamp. So just one more player to go here for the Eagles. That's at four fouls as Natalie Stropp it again. She fouled out last Tuesday against Thompson West to start the fourth quarter. So far, she's in the green light. Ava Brockman, who just came in the game, gets the first board here of the quarter for the Eagles. We're still tied at 28-28, 7-12 left to go the fourth quarter. Ava Brockman to Natalie Stropin. Natalie Stropin looking right inside to Maggie Stropin. She loses the ball. Detweiler picks it up. A long two-point shot, but she sticks it. We'll see. They're going to call it a three-pointer, but it looks like she was inside. But we'll see if they might change that here. They'll say three for now, 31-28. Kicked out of the corner. Inside, up to the top, Drew Bruna. She tries to respond to the three-pointer, and it is missed, but it is quickly corralled. We might just get a jump on the ground, and we do. So it's now a three-possession lead here for the, or a three-point lead, as I should say, one-possession lead here for the Eagles, as they're up 31-28 with 6:36 left to go in this fourth quarter. The Eagles retake the possession here. After the turnover by the Wildcats, down to Natalie Stropin. Stropin driving inside, kicking out Ava Brockman. She takes a three, and that one just off the seal of the rim, almost ripped it clear off. They're going to get another foul here against the Eagles, if that's against Natalie Stropin. She'll be out of this game, but no, it's against Audrey Acostle. That is her first. 6:23 left to go this fourth quarter. It's the number 2 ranked team in Class 1 Division 2. Right now down by 3 against the unranked Eagles. 31-28. Wildcats have the ball. Drew Bruna at the elbow, kicking out to the top to Anna Juman. She is screened. She works on the baseline. She's trying to go for the underhand layup, but then has to kick out to the near wing. Now Juman has it for the three-pointer. She doesn't take it, though. Instead, works inside of the interior. Now Drew Bruna goes up, works against the defender, and she just fouled out Natalie Stropin. I do believe as Natalie Stropin is looking that way, and that will be so. So the Eagles have two players come into this fourth quarter in foul trouble, and both will now foul this game. Reagan Hazenkamp, who fouls out with an assist and two rebounds, and now he's dropping and fouls out with 4 points, three rebounds, and three assists. Rough go for the Eagles. Now he's dropping. She's fouled out in back-to-back games that I have covered for her. Not sure if that's the announcer's curse there, but just an unfortunate seat there for the Eagles. So the free throw line, shooting two, is Drew Bruna. She misses her first free throw shot, and she now will look to try to hit the second to draw to a two-point game, and she misses that one as well. Boxed out nicely by Maggie Stropin, as both free throw shots were missed there by Drew Bruna. Huge missed free throw shots here for the Eagles to try to take advantage of. Ava Brockman skipping far side to Detweiler. Detweiler, ball tipped, now to Kostel, and that's going to go down half court. It's a track race underneath. Gracie Bruna picks it up. Excuse me, Lia Juneman picks it up, kicks it out the shield, and just in and out of the rim, the crowd reacts in awe for the Wildcats as that one just skips inside and right on out. Stropin picks up another board. She's now got over 12 points and 9 rebounds in this game. Inside, Kostel shot from short corner, misses, ball gets knocked out of bounds, and Avery Bussing's on the floor. And she's holding her mouth right now. Might have just fallen. I don't know. She looks to be good. She'll stay in. Substitutions in here for the Eagles. It'll be Audrey Costley who steps out of this one. For the first time tonight, we're going to see number 12, Leah Stahlbauer, the 5'5 senior here for the Axel Eagles. We'll see how the senior come up here big time clutch. Inside Ava Brockman. She's got a green light for an elbow shot. She misses, but Maggie Stropin getting her 10th point of the game. Absolutely corralled that one outside the wing. The second chance opportunity, no good, as Ava Bussing misses the three-point shot. And we're going to get another foul here on the ground. But man, the Eagles here, they are flying in the fourth quarter. They want to pull off this huge upset. And not only the TVL, but it would also be for sub-state seeding. First foul of the game against the Stahlbauer. Ball goes right back to Hanover. Oh, yeah, Stahlbauer inside. Excuse me, here with the Wildcats. It's Juneman. Hi, Juneman. Drilling inside is Anna Juneman on the elbow. Now skips it off to her right to Lia Juneman. Now the corner to Gracie Bruna. Inside, driving around, looking at the baseline, and that's going to be a foul against Aver Brockschmidt of the Eagles. Eagles now at 4 fouls here in this quarter. Excuse me, now 5, actually. That was being the 5th one. So it'll be double bonus here for the Eagles to work with. Every foul they can snag there, or excuse me, for the Wildcats to work with, every foul they can snag against the Eagles. The next 4 minutes and 38 seconds. Substitution, Audrey Costa will come back in for Amelia Stahlbaumer for the Eagles. At the free throw line, going 2 for 2 is Maya Juneman. That is her first point of the game, and they come up clutch to draw us to a 1-point game, 31-30. We still got 4 minutes and 37 seconds left to go this fourth quarter. Breaking the full court press is the Eagles. Ava Brockschmidt holds it, trying to look to skip it. Avery Bussing inside, over the top, stretching over the defender, and misses. Boxing out is Drew Bruna against Maggie Stroppin, and she gets her first rebound of the game there for the Wildcats. Wildcats looking to try to take the lead. Can they do it here? Well, they'll look for it. Inside pass to Drew Bruna. She's stuck inside the lane. She loses the ball. It's nearly stolen away, and they're going to get a foul. Another one called against the Eagles. That one will have the Wildcats up at the free throw line to shoot 2 for the opportunity to get the 4th lead change, possibly, of the game. Up at the line, again, Leia Juneman, the 5'7" junior. She clicks for her first. Her last time up, she went 2 of 2. Can the clutch shooting right arm hit this Wildcats back ahead with the go-ahead free throw? And it will. Leia Juneman, 4 for 4. Clutch free throw shooting in the fourth quarter to take the lead back for Hanover, 32-31. Again, the Eagles here, they are playing without their 2 top players in this fourth quarter, with Natalie Stroppin and Reagan Hazenkamp fouling out. And that's going to be another turnover here against the Eagles. Again, having your 2, not only 2 top players, but 2 top guards. More specifically, that the ones that take the ball down the court here, most of the Eagles are the ones to foul out. Not the forwards, but the point guards are the ones that are in this contest here for the Eagles. Underneath, Leia Juneman gets the rebound offensively, could not go in with it, and another second chance opportunity. So 2 back-to-back opportunities here for the Hanover Wildcats to get some points, and not taking advantage of it. And they're going to get another foul here called against the Eagles. Oh, excuse me, that was a timeout taken, as they point to head coach Chris Beichmann of the Hanover Wildcats. The full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Hanover, they lead with the 4th lead change of the game, up by 1, 32-31, with 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter over the Eagles.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Your heart is your lifeline, and every beat matters. If you've experienced a heart attack, surgery, or have heart disease, you are not alone, and we're here to help. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital Cardiac Rehab, we guide you every step of the way to rebuild strength, regain confidence, and live life fully. With a personalized exercise plan and expert care, you'll take back control of your health. Take the first step today and call Kylie Felkiam at 785-336-6181. Because a stronger heart means a stronger you. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After the timeout was taken, an immediate jump ball, but the possession here will still stay with the Wildcats as they're up 32-31, 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Hyman working baseline. Ainge, she gets the ball out of bounds on an accidental pass there on the baseline, and that'll be the 9th turn of the game against Hanover. They're still up by 1. Axel having so much of a struggle here to try to break the full court press, as again, their 2 of their big time point guards have been out in this game. Avery Bussing drives it down the court, and they call a foul against Gracie Bruna. That is the 2nd foul of the quarter against the Hanover Wildcats. 3rd foul of the game against Gracie Bruna, though. She is the closest to fouling out for Hanover, as 2 have already fouled out for the Eagles. Audrey Costell driving left-handed, trying to sit up the defender. She passes it back nearly to the half-court line, and it gets picked up by Avery Posting. Now to Ava Brockman. Ava Brockman driving right side of the far side wing, inside Detweiler. Stroppin loses the ball. Drew Bruna gets her second steal of the game for the 12th turnover by the Eagles. Anna Ginman takes it on the wing, now looking left up to the top of the perimeter, an inside drive, now the give and go, back to Anna Ginman. She might just get the assist here. I think might just got away with a foul underneath, but the Eagles getting the ball back. Saw the swipe of an arm come down, might have just missed there, fortunately though for the Eagles. Keeping it from going out of bounds, Avery Bussing, the far side wing, to the corner, back out to Kostel, inside drive by Bussing, and she puts it in with finesse. What an incredible layup that takes the lead here back for the Eagles, 33-32, with 2:23 to go in this fourth quarter. Can the Eagles pull up this upstate and TVL upset? Inside, that's going to be a foul called against the Eagles. They'll put Nora Hyman, the freshman, up to the free throw line. And that's what this fourth quarter is really going to come down here to for the Wildcats. How well can you shoot from the charity stripe? Third foul of the game called against Maggie Stroppin for the Eagles. Nora Hyman's first one goes right on in. We're deadlocked at 33-all. We've had 5 lead changes so far in this game. 2 in this quarter, the most we've had in a quarter. Can we get lead change number 3 in the fourth? Yes, we can. Nora Hyman, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And the Hanover Wildcats have now made their last 6 straight free throws. 2:15 to go in this fourth quarter. We got a 30-second timeout taken here by the Eagles. At 34-33, Wildcats up by 1. 2:15 to go in the fourth. We're back here at 30.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to fourth quarter coverage on 92.1 at KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crinan Prophet. Kurt Kilman back in studio, 34-33. The Hanover Wildcats, they have the 1-point advantage. The Eagles, they've had 2 of their top point guards fouled of this game. Can they come back in this one? What an incredible pass! An assist given to Kostel as she finds Brockman on the fast break to take the lead back to the Eagles. Inside drive by Drew Bruna up at the elbow to Anna Juneman. The Eagles now lead by 1, 35-34, 1:52 to go in this fourth quarter. Inside, trying to turn around, just adjusting it out through Anna Juneman. She goes to the corner to Bruna. Bruna driving, kicking up to the top. Now to Drew Bruna, 3-pointer on the way by Anna Juneman. Can she hit it? No, she cannot. Rebounded underneath by Maggie Stroppin. Another big-time rebound for her. She's already had a double-double here on this game. And they're going to get a timeout here on the side by Bradley Brockman as his team has the possession up by 1, 35-34. It's 1:24 to go in this fourth quarter. It is a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Jedi 2.1, KMZA. The Eagles might just pull off the biggest upset this year.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
It's all down to this. 1:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-34. The Eagles have the lead. They have the possession. There is no shot clock to worry about either. The Eagles here, the Wildcats, they have one more foul to give as they just picked up their third foul of this quarter. Foul is second of the game against Anna Juneman. Again, the Eagles, they have played this nearly entire fourth quarter without their two point guards in Natalie Strothen and Reagan Hazenkamp. But they have found a way to stay in this game and keep it competitive. Oh, I thought the Eagles may have just turned the ball over there, but it looks like he will get knocked. He was knocked out of bounds by Leia Juneman. 1:19 left on the clock here. Eagles, they are being flocked by a pack of Wildcats down the throw-in. They get it in the drop in. Now the Bussing. Bussing throws it left side to Detweiler. Detweiler not trying to turn the ball over. She just might. And it will get knocked out of bounds here. And it'll stay Axel Ball as Gracie Bruna tried to take it away in the traffic zone. 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Eagles still up by one. 35-34. Maggie's dropping with it. Turning around. If you want anyone here to try to get fouled to go up to the free throw line, you want to be dropping. But there's still one more foul away before the double bonus. We'll see how this goes. Kossel inside. Maggie's dropping against the defender. Nearly losing the ball. She gets boxed out down low by Trini Schlebach. The Hanover Wildcats with 52 seconds in the fourth quarter to go, and then a timeout taken by Chris Beichman of the Hanover Wildcats. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to be back in 30 seconds to talk about this chaos with 50 seconds to go in this game. 35-34. The Eagles still up by one, but Hanover has the ball on the far side corner.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, so far this year, we haven't had our first buzzer beater. We might just get one here for the New Year's resolution. Listen, keep on adding to it. It's 35-34. The Eagles are up by one with 50.2 seconds left to go. Chris Beichman just called a 60-second timeout because it's Hanover's ball here on their offensive basket side. They're going to throw it in from the crowd sideline on the opposite side of the benches and the scores table. Inside the Schlebach. Schlebach, and that one's going to be a turnover. Schlebach messed up the give and go to Wyatt Juneman, and that will be the 10th turnover of the game against the Wildcats. And now the Eagles have a chance to hold on to the ball here with 46 to go in this fourth quarter. Having the break, the fast break, they cannot, and going inside, Drew Puka gets the steal but misses the layup. But it looks like she may have just been fouled. I'm unsure what the call is here. It looks like they're going to get the foul against the Eagles, and they do. So Bruna gets the steal, couldn't finish the layup out of the quick transition, and none other than Anna Juneman is fouled and will go up the free throw line to shoot two to try to tie or take the lead in this game with 39.3 seconds left to go. Anna Juneman, so far in this game, has had no points in the second half, and she continues to have the zero slate. Anna Juneman, every time I've so far I've seen her this season, it has been the first half in which she has put up 12-15. Second half has been pretty quiet for it. Maggie Strothman also has four fouls here for the Axel Eagles. Juneman on both free throw shots. Excuse me, on the second one here, this one goes on through. We're deadlocked now at 35-35. And if this goes into overtime, it's going to be a harsh one here for the Eagles because they have two of their best players, again, their two best point guards, fouled out, and their best forward is at four fouls on the game. So this is going to be very interesting to see how the Eagles try to respond. The big thing is here to try to get this bucket. They're forced to try to make it. 27 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. The deadlocked at 35-35. The Eagles, they have control of it. trying to look for maybe the buzzer beater or a chance to get up before. Detweiler, it's a 3-2 zone, and a timeout will be taken by head coach Bradley Brockstrom to try to get his team huddled up. Again, Hanover, they have been so aggressively running the 3-2 zone. They switched out of it in the third quarter, and I think that was kind of an Achilles heel for them as the Eagles took way advantage of it. They're like, oh, you're going back to man-to-man? Cool. We'll just dominate back on the inside. And that's what they did. The Eagles, they outscored Hanover at 12-6 in that third, and then Hanover started to kind of get more adjusted back in that 3-2 zone. And it also kind of helped Hanover in that 3-2 zone just because they actually didn't have their point guard. So going outside really wasn't too much of an option for them. They've been forced inside. But again, the Eagles, their best forward player, best scoring and rebounding forward player on the season so far, Maggie Strotson, has 4 fouls. So a chance here to possibly have all 3 top players here for the Eagles bow out of this game before the end of regulation. And that would be a really tough heartbreak if this did go into a fourth quarter, because you'd be relying on a lot of backups and a lot of people who probably have been getting a lot of varsity time. Hanover, no one's right now in foul trouble for them. But again, we have a 35-35 game. Hanover has not lost to anyone in their classification. They've only lost to Centralia twice. And they are still, right now, just 5-1 in the TVL. The Eagles are 1-4 in the TVL with their only TVL win coming against Washington County, 41-33. The ways this Eagles team has come from has been absolutely incredible, the way that they have been able to improve this season. They have been able to step up big. They're going to get another foul here against the Hanover Wildcats. This next one that they have will be double bonus. So if you're Hanover, you do not want to foul and give easy shots to the Eagles to try to take this lead. It's Detweiler with it. There's 8 seconds in the fourth quarter. It's 35-35. Detweiler inside, dropping, nearly couldn't get it. Shot over the top, stolen away. We're going into overtime at 35-35. Here at 92.1 KMZA, we enter into the overtime quarter, and the Eagles, well, they don't have 2 of their players, and they have 1 that's just riding close to the bench. So we'll have 4 quarters here up on the clock. We'll see how this catastrophe ends. Here on 92.1 games, here we're back in 60 seconds.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Regardless, win or lose here for the Eagles, being able to go into overtime 35-35 against the second-best team in Class 1A Division 2, huge feat here, as the Wildcats will start off with the possession to begin this overtime. Again, it is 35-35. Both teams have entered the double bonus on the next foul for each side. Also, keep in mind, the Eagles, they go into this overtime with 2 of their point guards fouled out and their forward, their power forward in Maggie Stroppen sitting right now with 4. But she gets a nice rebound underneath. Again, she's got over 12 rebounds on this game. Stroppen centered at the top of the perimeter, just trying to break that full court press. Audrey Costell keeping the ball from going out of bounds. 3:24 to go. Ava Brocksman driving it inside and over the top. It gets taken away. Maggie Stroppen almost just got her 5th foul of the game. She needs to be careful there on the inside and where she tries to throw her hand. Schlebach came away with the rebound, though, for the Wildcats. On the ground, Gracie Bruna goes in for 2. Excuse me, Laslaya Judeman. She's now had 6 points here in the last 2 quarters. Counting this overtime one. 37-35, Wildcats retaking the lead here. Far side wing, now to the top of the perimeter, Ava Brockman, now to the corner. 3-point shot gets blocked, and it gets wrestled away by Anna Juneman. Juneman takes it past the Wildcat logo. Hanover looking to try to extend their lead in this overtime with 2:32 to go in the fourth, 37-35. Inside look, Drew Bruna posting up, and she goes in for two. Big time play there for the Wildcats. They're now up 39-35. I mentioned it's going to be a tough fight here for Axel in this fourth quarter. Here, Axel, they'll get a chance to go up the free throw line to shoot two as Anna Juneman picks up her third foul of the game. She's actually the closest fouling out here for Hanover. Up to the line to shoot two is the 5'7 senior who's only had an assist so far in this game. No steals, no blocks, no points, and no rebounds for Audrey Costell. And here she goes up the free throw line. She misses her first. A chance for 3 points at the charity stripe. Also missing the first. It's actually the second player here on the game for the Eagles has even been up to the free throw line. Audrey Costell hits her second. It's now a 3-point game, 39-36. Eagles in the second half, they managed to just hit 1 3-point shot. They have one total on the game, Hanover. They also just have one so far in the game. Gracie Bruna up top, skipping it through traffic. Anna Juneman inside passing. Trinity Schlepach back out to Juneman. Drive on the baseline, posting up against the defender. It just goes out of the bowl. And Ava Broshman picks it up. Shot just did not go in there for Anna Juneman. Detweiler inside. Costell looking to Maggie Stroppin, going against the defender. Couldn't get it to go in. They're going to get a jump ball. Possession stays here for the Eagles. Maggie Stroppin just giving it her all inside the interior, but a shot that's just short of the rim. I think in the upcoming years, as she develops into a sophomore and a junior, senior, I'm not sure if she misses those shots on the down low. Ava Brockman driving inside, looking for the kick out, has to go to Detweiler. Detweiler, the three to try to tie it, couldn't get it to go in. And the rebound picked up by Drew Bruna just off the ground. 3-point game. Hanover leads 39-36, and Chris Pikeman will have to call a timeout, a full one here, with 1:23 left to go in the fourth. Hanover up 39-36. We're back in 60 here on KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wildcats with the ball in the first overtime, up 39-36. Controlling up by three so far in this quarter. The Wildcats have outscored Axel 4-1. And a foul called against number 24, the Eagles, Caitlin Detweiler. That will put Anna Juneman up to the free throw line to shoot two, her first time up, and her only other time up in this game. She went 1-2. That helped tie this game. Up at the free throw line this time, she hits her first. So she's now 2 of 3 on the game. Second foul of the game against Caitlin Detweiler. Again, we are in double bonus on both teams. And now Hanover is up by 4, 42-36. Anna Juneman, next free throw shot is up, and that one hits off the top of the rim and then bounces inside. Anna Juneman goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and so far, her only points in the second half has been the points to tie the game at 35-all, and then to extend the lead in overtime to 41-36. Kaylin Detweiler, DeCostel, on the wing. Inside step, Maggie Strothman in for two. Maggie Strothman on the game with 19 points, just almost eclipsing 20. But there's 45 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. With it is Hyman on the Wildcats. Now Anna Judeman. Again, there is no shot clock here, and that might be the biggest factor in this game, is that there has not been a shot clock. So it forces the Eagles to use a foul here or try to get a turnover. But right now it looks like it is more likely that there is going to be a foul here. The one player you just don't want to foul is Judeman. Still controlling the board, and maybe a turnover. And looks like it was a missed opportunity. Axel has to foul here. There's only 10 seconds to go in the fourth. At that time, probably a little more aggressive of a foul than it needed to be. And Jimin falling down at half court. But she'll go up to the line and shoot two. So if she just hits one here, then we'll most likely here seal the game for the Wildcats. But 8 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, 41-38. Axel Einstein probably needed to foul there at the 40-second mark and not let 30 seconds drain off the clock. But Judeman does miss her first one, so if she misses the second one, it will open up the opportunity for a three-point shot to maybe go into a double overtime. And Judeman misses it, and it is rebounded by Strothman. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will stay. Oh no, it'll be turned over. Incredible play by Gracie Bruna. She forces a turnover by the Eagles. The Eagles, they had the possession and all. They had a chance with 8 seconds on the clock for a 3-point to tie, but they just let it slip. And now the Wildcats just have to get it in bounds. And they do. And Anna Juneman will run around. And she'll be fouled with 1.5 seconds to go. One free throw shot should end it here. One free throw made, I should say. 1.5 to go, but Juneman did miss her last two. So first shot up here on this attempt. It goes right on in. The Wildcats steal the win. Just don't foul the 3-point half-court shot, and you should be good for Hanover. And Juneman up at the line. Now, sinks her second. That's game. Axel falls, 43-38. Axel only putting up 3 points in the overtime, but Hanover puts up eight to win 43-38. Well, we'll be back in a couple minutes for our post-game show brought to you by BL Throws Fuel State, as well as our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers Day Bank. Again, the Hanover Wildcats winning 43-38.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND.
land.
Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here for the final time of the girls recap as we talk post-game show brought to you by BL Tours Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. Again, this was just an incredible game. And I said going into that overtime quarter, win or lose for Axtell, this is an incredible game for them. They're playing the number two ranked team in Class 1A Division II, a team that has not lost against anyone in their own classification, having those only two losses on the season against Centralia. And everybody's lost to Centralia. But, man, the Eagles, they battled this game out. I truly think this could have been possibly a different game if Natalie Stropton and Reagan Hazenkamp didn't foul out to start the fourth quarter. But that was also the same thing last week against Donovan West. The Eagles also having their top players fall out, and that's just something you can't do, and that's just going to be an adjustment that's going to be up to get made, especially further down the season, because when you see what this Axtell team is capable of, you can see a genuine sub-state run. State may be out of the picture until next season, but it is very well possible this team could pick up 1 to 2 wins at a sub-state level, and what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get away from the fouls. You cannot have players fouling out, and that's been a big issue here for the Eagles so far that I've seen this season, but they have done a great job of boxing out, shooting interior shots, getting inside the paint. They're a team that doesn't really strike a lot of flint and steel outside of the perimeter. They go hard inside, and it is incredible to see a team dominate the interior like that, as the Eagles only had 1 3-point shot the entire game that was made, and their other 35 total points coming from inside. So again, this game was 11-8 to exit the first quarter. The Eagles in the lead, and then they trailed at half 22-16, and then they outscored the Wildcats in the third quarter 12-6 to go to 28-28, and both teams scored 7 points each in the fourth quarter to go to 35-35 entering overtime. It was Anna Dreamen who tied the game going 1-2 at the free throw line. She had the chance to take the lead, but she couldn't. The Eagles also had a chance in the last bucket of the half, but or of the game in regulation, but also couldn't get it. The Eagles were unfortunately at their loss. They had Hanover be outscored them in the fourth and final quarter, 8-3. But overall, an incredible game. Juneman, she finished with 17 points, 2 rebounds. Drew Bruna finished with 5 points, 6 rebounds. Caitlin Detweiler finished with 6 rebounds and 5 points. Ellie Stropton, or 7 points, excuse me. Ellie Stropton, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists as she fouled out at the beginning of that fourth quarter. So again, big games. But, of course, no game bigger than our Player of the Game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankofarmers.com. I just want to say this. In my 3 years of broadcasting, I have never given the Player of the Game to the team that's lost. This is the first time I have done this. It's the first for everything, folks. This one is going to Maggie Stropin, the 5'10 freshman. An incredible game, an incredible performance that she puts the team on her back. Led with 19 points on the game, took 4 total trips at the free throw line. One of those trips, 1 of 1, the other 1, 2 of 2, and the other 2, 1 of 2. And she had 13 rebounds total on the game. She had 13 of her team's total 26. She was half of the paint both offensively and defensively. Actually, more so on the offensive side. Actually, wait. Yeah, she was half offense and defense. She had 19 points and 13 rebounds, meaning she was half of the rebounds and half of the points. So quite literally, half the team was Maggie Strofson. And I said it at pregame, she's one of the biggest players up and coming here in the league as a freshman, and it will be that way as she continues to grow and improve. So with that being said, Maggie Strofson wins my player of the game as she finished with 19 points and 13 rebounds, despite having the loss there for the Eagles. So the Eagles will drop to 7-9 overall, 1-5 in the CBL play. Hanover improves to 13-2 on the overall, and 6-1 in CBL. The Eagles upcoming next on their schedule, Pawnee City, and for the Wildcats to play Clifton Clyde. We'll be back in about 6 minutes here for the boys' coverage. Again, two ranked teams in Class 1A Division 2. It's the ranked number 4 Hanover Wildcats against the ranked number 2 Axel Eagle Boys. Here only at 92.1 KMZA.